知行英语。Listen and share.
The Coffee Cup.神秘的咖啡杯。I said nothing as I walked up. I just kept my eyes on the silhouette of the head and shoulders. As I neared the person, I could make out that it was a man facing me, and that he was wearing what looked like old-fashioned clothing of the 1920s or 1910s. He did not move, but as I got nearer to him, I heard a rather faint voice coming from that table.Asked me,
How much
do I owe you? That not only caught me off guard, there was something about the voice that sent a chill right through me. I stopped and literally shuddered from the jolt the sudden question had given me. Even though my heart was racing and I felt unnerved, I managed to recover at the moment and I asked him,if he was a guest at the hotel. And if so, how had he gotten into the dining room? When he walked over to me, I didn't say anything. I just looked at his head and shoulders. When I walked over to that person, I realized that这个人是面朝着我的，穿着看上去像是20世纪1020年代的过时衣服。他并没有动，但当我向他走近时，我听到从他那儿传来一声非常微弱的声音：“我欠你多少钱？”这让我措手不及。这个声音让我有些不寒而栗，我停住脚步。事实上，这个突如其来的问题令人震惊，不由得发抖。虽然我吓得要命，心脏砰砰直跳，但过了一会儿，我还是强作镇定，问他是不是酒店的客人。如果是的话，他是怎么进餐厅的？
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I said nothing as I walked up. I just kept my eyes on the silhouette of the head and shoulders. 向他走过去的时候，我什么也没有说，我只是紧紧地盯着他的头和肩膀的侧影。As I neared the person, I could make out that it was a man facing me. 当我走近那个人时，我才看清楚，这个人是面朝着我的。And that he was wearing what looked like old-fashioned clothing of the 1920s or 1910s. 穿着看上去像是20世纪1020年代的过时衣服。He did not move, but as I got nearer to him, I heard a rather faint voice coming from that table ask me,
How much
do I owe you? 他并没有动，但当我向他走近时，我听到从他那儿传来一声非常微弱的声音，我欠你多少钱？ That not only caught me off guard, there was something about the voice that sent a chill right through me. 这让我措手不及，这个声音让我有些不寒而栗。I stopped and literally shuddered from the jolt the sudden question had given me. 我停住脚步，事实上这个突如其来的问题令人震惊，不由得发抖。Even though my heart was racing, and I felt unnerved. 虽然我吓得要命，心脏砰砰直跳， I managed to recover at the moment, and I asked him if he was a guest at the hotel. 但过了一会儿，我还是强作镇定，问他是不是酒店的客人。And if so, how had he gotten into the dining room?如果是的话，他是怎么进餐厅的？
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Walk up 动词短语，走上前。在英语口语当中， up 一般理解为向上的意思，但如果说 walk up 或者 walk down street， 并不是说走上或者走下那条街，只是表达走过去。 up 或者 down 只是相对说话人站的位置与目的地而言的。当然在方向上，英语国家的人有时也有北上南下的概念。如果你听到有人说 walk up there， 有可能就是朝着北面走。 make out 动词短语，是指把事情弄清楚。比如 I can't make out what she wants， 我不明白她想要什么。另外要特别注意， make out 在口语当中也有 have sex 的意思，请小心使用。 old fashioned过时的，老土的，相当于 out of fashion， 与 outdated 意义也基本相同。相信不管大家学不学英语，都可能在电视或者其他地方听到年轻人说 outdated 这个词。比如你怎么这么 outdated， 有时甚至说你怎么这么 out， 意思大家都明白。 faint voice 微弱的声音， faintF-A-I-N-T 与 weak 意相近，表示微弱的、无力的，同时也可以表示人晕倒。 faint 这个词在网上也很多见，没有别的意思，就是晕。 O-O-W-E 欠，比如欠钱、欠人情什么的。例如你借给我$100，那就是 I owe you $100。 同时因为你借钱给我，帮了我的忙，我会对你说 Hey Paul, I owe you one， 意思是 Hey 哥们儿，我欠你一个人情。 Catch somebody off guard 固定搭配，指让某人措手不及。 Caught 是 catch 的过去式。 Chill C-H-I-L-L 在这里做名词，表示寒冷、寒意。 A chill right through me就是一股透心凉的寒意。 Shudder S-H-U-D-D-E-R 颤抖、发抖。 Jolt J-O-L-T 震动。 Racing 是动词 race 的进行时，原意是指赛跑，这里说 My heart was racing， 也就是说心在狂跳。 Unnerved是指被惊吓之下失去了反抗的能力，也就是被吓得腿都软了的那种感觉。 Manage to do something 想方设法去做某事，通常是不容易做到的事。比如 I fell but I managed to pick myself up， 我跌倒了但我努力爬起来。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
I said nothing as I walked up. I just kept my eyes on the silhouette of the head and shoulders. As I neared the person, I could make out that it was a man facing me, and that he was wearing what looked like old-fashioned clothing of the 1920s or 1910s. He did not move, but as I got nearer to him, I heard a rather faint voice coming from that tableAsked me,
How much
do I owe you? That not only caught me off guard, there was something about the voice that sent a chill right through me. I stopped and literally shuddered from the jolt the sudden question had given me. Even though my heart was racing and I felt unnerved, I managed to recover at the moment and I asked himIf he was a guest at the hotel, and if so, how had he gotten into the dining room? 好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。